Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Brendan. Good afternoon. Chef and food writer Dominique Kemp. We've had a little bit of a summer vibe going in the programme today, and you're going to help us out with a particular dilemma, and that's how to manage the family meals in the summer months. What are some of the common challenges in the family kitchen at this time of year?
Well, I suppose it's the constant in and out in the kitchen, isn't it? It's sort of that structure of school time has gone out the window. And also we're in this funny place where, you know, temperature wise, it's what to eat. Is it stew or salad? You know, it's getting so cold and hot at different times. So I think there's, you know, people are busy, they're out, the plans change at the last minute. So, you know, the temptation to kind of do a big shop and plan can sometimes get upended by the end of the week. So there are certainly some things that I try and do, like on a Sunday night, to prepare a little bit. So there's always something in the house to eat.
So even though it's an unstructured time and we have to have a little bit of flexibility and downtime, kids' exactly. appetites don't abate. So you think, yeah, continue with some form of meal planning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sunday night is a great time to roast a couple of chickens. So, you know, for that Sunday dinner, you might have a roast chicken, a load of veg, some salads. But I'd often throw a second chicken in.
Okay, so not you one, have but it. Two. This is critical.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the thing is, most of the chicken will be gone on the Sunday night. There's four or five people there. There isn't much in terms of leftovers. So at least if you've that second chicken roasted. Now, if you're very good, you might decide to make a bone broth or something with the bones so that you have that. For me, that's a great recipe because, you know, the next day I might add some of the shredded chicken, but things like frozen edamame beans that you can have in the freezer, they're a great form of protein. They're super good for you. But throwing those in with a load of green veg, Asian veg, like bok choy or something, load of ginger, garlic, and then you can get a load of noodles that you can put into that. So that can be a super handy, quick kind of soup or supper on the next night. Even putting a poached egg in that is nice. But at least then, if you have that base, you have that bone broth, that can go to make any sort of soups and stews and anything else.
What about the texture sometimes of chicken? Let's say with your two roasts there, though, it can just give that little bit of a slimy, but also sometimes that dry flavour. What would you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a brilliant recipe that I adapted from Alison Roman. So she's a New York Times food writer and she's great. So she recommends a kind of low and slow approach to cooking a roast chicken with a load of cherry tomatoes, some fennel seeds and some butter. You throw in a splash of red wine vinegar at the end. So you cook it at about 150 degrees centigrade for about 3 hours. And what you get is this super moist chicken that is absolutely delicious. Delicious for your roast chicken supper. But also then the leftovers are really great. And what I'd always say is once the chicken is cooled down enough to handle your extra one, that's the time to tear off all the flesh because the meat comes off really easily. If you cool your chicken down and then try and tackle it the next day, it's tightens up and is a lot more rigid. So you don't get the same yield off it. So get the meat off at the night before. You have your bones, your bone broth, and then you have all this lovely, gorgeous cooked chicken.
Okay, so that's our base protein for maybe a Sunday night and into a Monday night. What about then a simple salad to go with it?
Yeah, so I mean, what you can do is a lovely coronation chicken recipe.
We're going to put these up on the website to all our listeners.
So that could be a really nice supper or lunch. Again, you know, make sandwiches out of that. That's a great one to have. But again, like things like poke bowls, those kind of salad bowls, a little bit of protein, and whether it's a bit of cured salmon or cured trout, you might use the kind of pre-cooked rice packs that, you know, you can get, again, to cut down and for convenience. And again, any leftover veg that you might have. So again, if you're cooking veg for your Sunday roast, a little bit of broccoli, do some extra because then you have that in the fridge and that's ready to go, can be chucked into some sort of salad just to bulk it out.
And sometimes then we all just want to put out a spread. Help yourselves, come and go as you please. What can we think about there for the summer?
Yeah, so I mean, again, things that you might have in the fridge all the time, or sorry, in your cupboards, would be things like chickpeas are brilliant. You know, you can whip up hummus very easily. Couple of tins of chickpeas, you know, blitz them with some lemon juice, a bit of tahini, some garlic, a little bit of yogurt. That makes a great dip that can be added into anything. And again, You know, things that think about cooked meats, you know, some hams, bits and pieces. If you're doing anything like that, some cured meats, you might have the bit of leftover chicken. But things like halloumi as well, super tasty. You know, chop it into chunks, like grill it with some roast med veg. Again, that's the kind of thing. It's filling. It's food on the go, and it's super tasty as well.
So a lot of people will be thinking about the shop coming up to holidays, not wanting to have leftovers, but we got to keep those appetites at bay. So how should we think about avoiding that waste using some of the leftovers?
Yeah, so again, soup can be a great one as well. And I know sometimes when it's super hot, you don't really want to be thinking about that. But there's a nice recipe that I think we're sticking up, a kind of summer soup. So again, you can put any leftover roast veg into that. But it's a really quick one with tinned tomatoes, load of courgettes, some red pepper, some onion. And again, it's just a nice, simple supper. It can be done lunch, dinner. It's even nice cold. So again, things like that that you just don't have to think too much, and you can kind of make on the fly with a bit of leftovers and a few ingredients from the store.
And frittatas as well?
They are brilliant. Yeah. Now, my children like actually start weeping if I suggest a frittata, because it's a great way of throwing in everything that might be kind of, you know, on the cusp in the fridge. So again, any leftover veg is super. I do love like putting some feta into it as well. Some tomatoes as well, cherry tomatoes. But again, a frittata is just brilliant. You know, a load of eggs, any kind of leftovers, throw the eggs in, put it in the oven. It is really delicious. I love it. I can actually hear them groaning and shouting, no, no to frittata, but I think they're brilliant.
You'll have heard our opening summer panel earlier talking about, you know, caravan trips and the day trips. And when people kind of maybe do the staycations or the holiday homes, they either cook a lot or they end up spending a lot out. What would you recommend?
Yes, and I mean, it could be hard. I'm a devil for, you know, I love my own pots and pans and so on and so forth. So you kind of, you get very used to cooking with your own stuff. I mean, I would suggest things like any kind of bolognese sauce, anything like that, any kind of curries. Again, do double or triple. You know, a sort of bolognese curry could be a bolognese one night. It could turn into a chili con carne the next with a load of tortillas, nachos, things like that. So again, things that you can get two or three kind of iterations of can be handy. And again, when you're doing, if you're doing enough for four, do enough for eight. You know, and the thing is, people get a bit concerned about when you have something that's cooked and you cool it down properly and you store it in the fridge, you can get anything between 3 and 5 days out of it. So, you know, it will last and you'll have it there for that fifth day. When you might be sick of it on day two, you'll be fine by day five.
Is it a good opportunity to give kids a little bit of autonomy, independence in the kitchen, let them at it?
Definitely. I mean, it's that whole thing that, you know, kids tend to want to bake sweet things. And there's this whole thing where you're going, right, well, I want to encourage it and I'm not going to be too much mum. But, you know, it's the constant, can we make cupcakes or can we make, you know, some sort of tray break bake? If you can get them cooking something savoury and something that's a little bit nutritious, I think that is really great. And it might be simple, might be starting. And eggs are a brilliant way to get them involved in the kitchen. You know, frying them, poaching them, making some sort of scrambled egg that you can throw things into, making an omelette. That can be a great way to start. And again, super healthy, super nutritious.
Just keep lots of those staple foods in the cupboard so the kids can go and get creative and imaginative.
Exactly.
Thank you for all of that, Dominique Kemp. And all of those recipes will be available on the website after the show.